The Guardian newspaper in the UK is reporting about a deal between the United States and the Taliban. The U.S. supposedly, reportedly, has agreed to release some Afghan prisoners for currently being held at Guantanamo Bay. And in return, the Taliban will move forward with plans to open a political office in Qatar. This is being seen as the first important, significant step towards a peace agreement with the Taliban. Remember, it's been 10 years since the United States went into Afghanistan, and there's always been a question of whether or not the Taliban would be involved in peace negotiations. Here's Robert Gates speaking to CNN back in June when he was still defense secretary.
First question we have is who represents Mullah Omar? Who really represents the Taliban? We don't want to end up having a conversation at some point with somebody who's basically a freelancer.
So for years, the Taliban's publicly denied they're involved in any negotiations with the U.S. Joshua Faust joins us now, Qatar's correspondent with the Atlantic Monthly and a fellow at the American Security Project. Joshua, good morning.
Good morning.
So this agreement, you know, I'm reading from experts on this issue in year one saying that this is a breakthrough, a dramatic breakthrough, that this is now finally a real process. Is that what this means, this opening of an office by the Taliban in Qatar?
I think it really does. There have been rumors about talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government, or even the Taliban and the United States, for a couple of years now, going back at least to 2008. But this is the first time we've been able to attach those rumors and those kind of hints about talks happening to real substantial exchanges taking place.
And yet the press release or the email that came from the Taliban announcing the opening of this office made no mention of the United States. And I want you to also to listen to this comment from Victoria Nuland of the State Department, in which she was asked about the opening of this office. This is how she responded.
We are not aware of any formal decision. We're not aware of any formal announcement. But we are prepared to support a process that the Afghans support. And with regard to any office, you know, it would be a question for the host country, the Afghans, and the Afghan Taliban to agree on.
So the Taliban won't mention the U.S. and the U.S. won't mention the Taliban. Is that how it stands?
Not quite. I mean, in the emailed statement that Zabihullah Mujahid, the Taliban spokesman, mailed around, he mentioned talking with the United States and its foreign allies. He didn't mention talking to the Afghan government. And I think that's the real critical missing piece here. In a way, the U.S. side, or at least the Western side of the negotiations process, has been defined by a break in opinions and a break in preferences between the Afghan government and the United States. Hamid Karzai has been much more forthright for much longer about the desire to reconcile in some way with the Taliban. And it's been only recently that the U.S. has come around to even contemplating the idea. So I think right now there's just a lot of ambiguity and a lot of confusion about what's actually going on, and that's why you see all of these different sides scrambling and making contradictory statements.
Well, could we actually see Taliban prisoners let go from Guantanamo? I mean, this is an election year after all. Would it still be politically possible for President Obama to let some members of the Taliban go?
I mean, potentially. That's obviously going to get jumped on by whoever the Republican contender for the White House is as an example of appeasement or whatever the current meme is about President Obama's foreign policy. The challenge to that, though, is that in every other situation where an insurgency has ended through a negotiations process, there has been a prisoner exchange. You release high-level prisoners in exchange for concessions, either in terms of operations, so less violence, or in terms of concessions for bringing more insurgents into the negotiations process. So while the politics might really damage President Obama, if he is really interested in the peace process, in pushing forward with the political end to the war in Afghanistan, then it's something he's just going to have to do.
Joshua Faust is a correspondent at the Atlantic Monthly and a fellow at the American Security Project. Well, Joshua, you said that the key critical missing element from the Taliban's email announcement of this office in Qatar was mention of the Afghan government. Are you saying that's critical because the U.S. is going to insist that the Taliban accept the Afghan constitution?
Absolutely. That's been a precondition of American acquiescence to negotiations with the Taliban for some time now. The challenge with the U.S. insisting on that, of course, is that the Taliban is fighting precisely because they reject the Afghan constitution. And I think unless, kind of at a higher level, unless the constitution itself is up for renegotiation, which is very problematic with civil society groups, with security groups, with law and order groups. But unless that's up for grabs, unless that's up for discussion, negotiations really aren't going to go anywhere. At the same time, time, I don't think the U.S. really has the right to negotiate an end to a war that's primarily between the Afghan government and the Taliban if the Afghan government itself isn't involved. And I think further complicating that is the fact that the U.S. itself is not a neutral mediator. It's not like the United States can step in and pretend to bring the two sides, the Afghan government and the Taliban, together. They need a third party, someone that doesn't have a stake in the outcome of the fighting, to be able to do that equitably.
And is that Qatar?
It could potentially be Qatar. That's definitely what Qatar has been trying to do in a lot of other circumstances. They've been involved in negotiations between rebel movements and the government in Yemen. They've been trying to get involved in the fighting in Libya to bring an end to that. It could potentially be Qatar. The Afghan government doesn't really like Qatar being involved in this. I'm not entirely sure why, but Hamid Karzai has expressed opposition to involving Qatar before he'd been involving Saudi Arabia. I think more likely, eventually, it's probably going to have to be the UN, because that's the only organization that could claim some sort of neutrality in the conflict to be able to broker negotiations.
We haven't confirmed this, but the Guardian, as I said, is reporting that the United States has agreed in principle to release some pretty high-ranking Taliban officials from Guantanamo Bay. No word on whether the Taliban would release the one American soldier that they have in their custody. So I have to imagine that if all of these Taliban officials and soldiers go back to the Taliban, then the next press release from the Taliban is, we win.
Yeah, and it might be. But also keep in mind that agreeing in principle is very different from doing. Everyone has agreed in principle to things that they've wound up not doing eventually. So I think until we really see concrete action, we should treat most of what's happening as just talk.
However, Joshua, you are optimistic, it sounds like, that this could actually be a real step forward towards peace negotiations and the ultimate end of the Afghan war.
Absolutely. Talk is the first step.
And the Taliban is ready to compromise? How do we know?
Well, we know because they've agreed to open the office. In terms of what they're actually willing to compromise with, that's going to depend on the content of the negotiations themselves. So it's way too early to tell.
That's Joshua Faust. He is a correspondent at The Atlantic Monthly and a fellow at the American Security Project. Joshua, thanks so much.
Thank you.